T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, let's don't lose it. Let's don't lose our faith. You know, that's the one thing that nobody can take from you. No matter how bad things get in life, the one thing that you have the power to hold on to is your faith. You know, there's a point where we shut out negative and repetitive messages. The daily barrage of negative information about the spread of the coronavirus is very repetitive, but we cannot block it out. One of the most difficult aspects of this crisis is the harsh reality that we are asked to continue to follow the rules of the stay-at-home orders and practice social distancing as we watch the numbers of cases and deaths rise dramatically, locally and nationally. Human nature expects an immediate reward for sacrifice, but in the case of the coronavirus crisis, we must fight our instinct to demand instant gratification and remain vigilant in our personal fight against the virus. As we watch the numbers shoot up, we may get discouraged. But if we don't continue to do what we're doing right now, we can't really expect to slow the spread. And this crisis is not expected to end abruptly. When the spread slows, and there will come a time when we're told it's okay to leave our homes and to reopen some businesses, when we get that go-ahead to start to return to a normal life, I think that's going to include cautious warnings that we maintain still some degree of social distancing. Health experts expect COVID-19 to fade, but to return next flu season. But as a population, the experts are saying our bodies will be better prepared to fight off the disease. And perhaps a vaccine will be available by next flu season. In the beginning, the warnings about washing your hands for at least 20 seconds, using hand sanitizer, covering your coughs and sneezes, were a new challenge for Americans. But as time passes and the mandates remain the same, there could be a general relaxing of the adherence to these new rules. We're all in this together is another phrase that is repeated daily, but cannot be taken lightly. Our city, our state, our country are a collection of individuals, and we can be no better as a state, a city, or a country. We can be no better than the actions of each individual. If there ever was a time to feel like everybody matters, this is that time. You matter. I matter. What we do matters. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. It's Thursday, March the 26th of the coronavirus crisis. And while we still are going to bring you the hard facts, we're also going to maintain a positive attitude and have faith and just try to encourage each other every afternoon here that it's tough. It's really, I know for some of you, it's harder than for others. Look, I've lost business, but I haven't lost a complete paycheck. So for those of you who have, I know what you're going through because I've been through that before. I think it's also important to notice how many advertisers have really responded to this moment. First American Bank here in the New Orleans area, Langoustine's, Raising Cane's are a couple of the local companies that have adjusted their advertising to relate to this crisis. Hyundai. There's a Hyundai Assurance is deferring payments, I want to say up to 6 months. Cadillac is allowing you to order a car online. They will deliver it to you. Ford has done a phenomenal job of changing their marketing and advertising to reflect the emotion of this moment. And when advertisers do this, this is what's known as emotional bonding. And the emotional bond that advertisers create with the public, with consumers, is more powerful than any other kind of bond. You know, you can convince consumers to do this with a sale or whatever, but as a business that advertises, using a moment like this to create an emotional bond with your name, your company, and consumers is invaluable. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. I posted video of busloads of homeless arriving at the hotel in downtown New Orleans where they are going to be housed. And this is for the safety of all of us. And I guess we should thank the hotel for allowing this to happen. It's the Hilton Garden Inn in the CBD. And, you know, these may not be the easiest guests that they have to deal with, because, as you know, there are so many people who are homeless who are there for a variety of reasons, not the least of which might be mental health issues. And there are many homeless who are homeless because they cannot follow any rules. And living on the street allows them to be free from any kind of rule. Well, there will be rules with staying in this hotel. And what happens if they don't follow the rules then? So this is something that this had to be done. And the concern was that literally rats might start attacking the homeless, because rats are coming out because the restaurants are all closed. And if you want to join us, 260-1870, text is 870-870. I just found a song. We've played it in the past before, and I think we played it when we were talking about Nutria. I've got a song coming up that's going to relate to the rats coming out now that the restaurants are closed, and that's going to come out of this next break. Also, Governor John Bel Edwards' press conference is scheduled for 2:30 this afternoon. We will carry that for you live, and then we will be here right after to talk about what has been announced and said. From Houston, Larry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Larry. How's it going in Houston?
All right. Hey, yes, how you doing, Flu?
I'm good.
I think that's a very good thing that they've done for the homeless people and all these other people talking about that's a bad thing. Y'all got to understand, these people are more vulnerable than anybody else.
I would think they are. And since they're in so many ways, they're close, and they bond with each other, if the disease gets into that community, it will obviously spread rapidly.
Exactly. Because, and then you know, we get rid of the disease, because they're still all around everybody else. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's real good. I mean, you know, everybody was on Mayor Cantrell for closing up the little stuff they had for the get-together for the St. Patrick's Day. Mm-hmm. Y'all got the people understand. Because mostly, y'all had 83 people in Louisiana that died already. That's more than people that died in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, New Orleans is... New Orleans is getting a lot of national attention, and Louisiana, and the theory is it's because of Mardi Gras.
I'm pretty sure it's what it was for.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't
know. If we, you know, can you imagine if we knew what we know now, if officials knew now, if they knew then what we know now, can you imagine what it would have taken to cancel Mardi Gras? But I think they would have had to.
They would have had to, Scoot. And I mean, when I say officials, they really wouldn't know the severity. They just kept playing it down. The federal government kept playing it down, but which I couldn't see. And everybody, I mean, I hate to go with party line, but you had the Republicans talking about, oh, it's a hoax. How is a hoax when you see millions of people dying around the globe?
Well, when I first heard those hoax comments, you know, right after the first person died in Washington State, and Larry, I appreciate your call. Stay safe over in Houston. I remember talking about how the news media and investors did not kill this guy. You know, the news media and investors didn't conspire to kill people in order to perpetrate this idea that this is serious. And I don't want to go back to that. Anybody that thought this was a hoax is obviously come to the realization that it's not a hoax. Now, there's still going to be people that believe it's a hoax and it's a conspiracy and this and that, because there are people who just, there are people who actually want to believe that. They want to believe that stuff. And so they look for reasons to believe in some kind of a conspiracy. But this is no conspiracy. This is no hoax. This is real. And it's getting more real every day. And the new numbers that the governor gives us coming up in his press conference are going to be alarming. And once again, remind us that this is spreading even more. But if we don't stay vigilant and do what we're doing right now, we're never going to slow the spread. So come on, let's do it. I mean, let's take our time, let's do what we have to do, and let's work together to slow the spread. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.